Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Pila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. Yes, indeed, 7 minutes over the hour. We are together throughout up to 7 o'clock. My name is Ray, and we trust everything is just fine with you. Right. You know, it's a Sunday. This is how I would like to start it, man. Let's do it this way. This is how it has to be done. Throwback Sunday. Throwback Sunday. This is the background there. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Tell Martha not to mourn. Aretha Franklin there. Yeah.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Aretha Franklin there. Mary, don't you weep. That's the name of the song. Tell Martha not to mourn. I don't know what you're going through, man. And the Father in His Word gives us courage at all times. He has overcome the world. He says, cheer up, for I have overcome the world. That's Yahushua HaMashiach. And you and I are going to bear witness to that. Very much so. We are going to bear witness to that. Okay. I'm trying to connect with Sibo Polos. I can't get him. Ujablan is on the line. Jabu, Sabon.
Hey, my. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks very much, my friend. Good to be connecting again today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi hey madodhe, ngithuse Orlando mfo.
Hey, madodhe. Hayi, ngidakeke Orlando. Hey, usembombela.
Usembombela, ngiyabona lapha. Ngiyabona lapha ngiyadlala ibhola ngithi hawo madodhe. Ujabulani mosuhlezi kamnandi lapha embombela kumnandi. Hey madoda, kumnandi kakhulu.
Angithi sengithola iqembu elisha elilocal. So hayi. Abantu abadliwayo ngikhathele yibo.
Hayi bo, uthini Jabulani? Uthini? Hayi bo.
Sengithola iqembu elisha. Abantu abadliwayo hayi abaqhubeke nokudliwa.
Hawu Nkosi yami. Umhlolo ka James. Hayi umhlolo ka Aw, Nkosi yami. Aw man. Hayi ngese ngese.
I like support local. Local is like.
Also support local. Hayi. I local yipi lapha eMbombela? Yipi local lapha eMbombela?
Tieska la.
Tieska. Hayi, usazokhala inyembezi siyabonga. Usazokhala inyembezi siyabonga. Hayi siyabonga. Hawu sazokhala inyembezi. Sazokhala inyembezi. Ngakho kungahlala ama coach khona. Hawu sazokhala inyembezi. Kodwa ayikulungile.
Sazokhala.
Hey, ayikulungile, kulungile. We were able to get we were able to get to Sipho Polos. Sawubona Sipho.
Sawubona mfundisi kunjani?
Siyaphila kunjani mfowethu?
Hawu wabonga baba igama leNkosi.
Hey ngithe ngiyakufuna ithi shiya umlayezo ngithi madoda.
Sorry, Mfundisi. Labi ngikhona besiye kuthandazela ama election, so ngibathe bathi ngiyaphuma sengiyabona isikhathi ngithi hayi ngisale sengishiya Mfundisi. I'm sorry. Angibingeza abalali emakhaya, bingele mfowethu uJabulani Dominic othola ikhaya elisha. Mfundisi Motha, siyabingelela.
Hawu Motha ke kumothi usembombela.
Oh hawu, shuthi ufuni oh.
Ngisendaweni eyodwa.
Unojabulani.
Asike nje ukuthi Mfundisi hayi abantu abahlale noma bayadliwa noma bayawina bahlale laba khona
nayo ke indaba yes. Yabona ya uhlale bese uyabekezela
hey Mfundisi ubekethele
wena ya wena okunene ubekethele ya
noma kwehlela noma kwenyuka
ya yabona hawu kusiyami. Hayi nami ngithukile. Ujabulana ngimazwa umuntu oso. Oshintsha kanje? Hayi nami ngithukile.
Hayi. Nami ngiyazinobelela my friend. Ngiyazinobelela.
Oh hayi ngiyabonga. Hayi. Hawu ngazi.
Jazzy.
Wakhululeka mfundisi
ubhola.
Ya kakhululeka yabona. Hey nkosiyami. Ah but kuhle Jabu. You know I know many people say hey mara bancokola kakhulu. But you know what, why I was asking you this? It's because of the peace that I was seeing in your eyes when I watched that photo of you at stadium. And then quickly it took me back, Jabu. Enhlupheko yenu zethu. Many people don't know ukuthi besihlupheka. Uyayibona ne? It was a dream ukuthi ngelinye ilanga umuntu angahlala stadium. Abenemoto. It was a dream. And kukhona abantu who basically would not believe this. I mean, Tina, we would spend more than a year without drinking a Coke. Yabona Coca-Cola le. Kushuthi nizoyiphuza. Yeah, nizoyiphuza ngelinanga manivakashele kwelinye isonto kuyiparty bese banithelele ngeglazi. Uyayibona ne? Hey, uma uyiphuza izinto
into yoyiphanga lapho umfundisi.
Yakuhisha nokuhisha eh nehabu uyabona ihabu besiphiwa yazi nginokulithenga lapha endlini bese ngiyale ngilenza libe ijuice bese ngiyahleka ngiyiwani mangitshela intani bami ngithi lento le bengikwazi ukuhlala 5 years 6 years ngingayidli abakhola yazi uyabona
yeah.
And so I was happy to see ukuthi uNkulunkulu usigcine kwaze kwala mfowethu.
Amen.
Usigcine kwaze kwala. You know, and I want to challenge many people abathi ungigcine kwaze kwala. You know, he has been with me. And this is not part of the topic, but it is part of a testimony. Ungigcine kwaze kwabala uNkulunkulu. Ray yazima ukukhuluma ukuthi bongayiphuza cold drink hayi because you are on a diet because bengekho mina ukuenjoya cold drink bese ienjoya ngama Sundays well bengise semncane kakhulu ngiphila nogogo wami bukhona enye into bathi imaval guava bekakuthengela yona enye yepine so bekangithengela yona enye yepine so bese iyo ngiyoyiphuza on a Sunday. Uma eholile ugogo, phela ngikhulisa ugogo. Uma eholile bese yangithengela. Ngikhumbula kahle nje lapha kwaBamnxusa esikhu. And then ukuhlukana kwami nogogo, ugogo wagula and then I was 11 years old. Then I had to go back into the streets. In the streets, bokungekho maval kwava. Kunamanzi wepompi, pompi yalapha e-stadium, yabona amapompi wase-stadium. La uphutha khona amanzi. So if you say, Nami, the Father has kept me up to here, and I can see where I come from. Mina ngibone isithombe saka Jabulani ngabonga uNkulunkulu because ngibheka la kuvelwa khona.
Amen.
Hey, madoda. And then if you say, mina ngifuna ukubuyela kuNkulunkulu, you know, today as I was praying for this show, in the morning as I was running, I was praying for this show, and the prayer that became so prevalent yokuthi uNkulunkulu uthi sekuyisikhathi eside singathi ebantwini fona uthi nami ngiyamthatha uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi wempilo yami. I'm receiving him as my Savior, the Savior of my life. I believe in the Son of the Living Father, and I receive Him. And those who say, Mina ngibuyela kuye, benghambile, bengdukile, kodwa ngibuyela kuye. If you're there, send your WhatsApp. You don't have to say your name. You can do a voice note and encourage many people who had fallen by the wayside. Encourage many people. Kumnandi masikhuluma ama topic wethu a hot jabu.
Yeah.
But the word says, whosoever wins a soul will shine like a star forever. Those that win souls, they will shine bright like stars forever. And it should be upon us, an incumbent upon us, ukuthi man, hi man. There are those who say, yazi nami, bengilaphaya. Yazi nami, benguma drugs. Omunye yazi nami, bengu fornication. Omunye ati nami, bengu adult. Omunye ati nami, bengise tshwaleni. Kodwa ungibuyisile. Omunye ati mina, bengise kuhluphekeni. Omunye ati mina, bengise ekubeni intandane. Omunye ati mina, bengise kusweleni. You know, the other one would say, mina, I was overcome with sinfulness, but He had taken me back.
Amen.
Just to encourage those who say, I am coming back to Him. I am coming back to Him. You know, it's very important that we do so. It's very, very, very important that we do so. We're opening up so that you can talk. The whole program would be open for that. Would be open for that so that we can, you know, and even if you say, pray with me on this issue. So that you see this as a live show. We are not talking at you. We are talking with you. And you and I are listening to the Father as He ministers through a variety of voices that will be calling in, sending voice notes. The number to dial 012-334-1322. And you can also send a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. You can send a voice note there. All right. And I am talking to Ujablani Nosipopolo. Say, Matota. We are talking about strife. Strife.
And its effects.
Yeah.
And its effects amongst believers. This is a contention and a bitter conflict that you find even amongst believers. And to a great extent, you find hatred, pride, contentious spirits, anger, and foolish questions. Also, you find there. When there is strife, upigisana, we find all those things. And the word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. We will look into these things. It speaks about the causes of pride. I mean, the causes of strife, sorry. And the word also speaks that strife is forbidden amongst us. It's forbidden amongst us. Genesis chapter 13, verse 8 says, so Abraham said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. There should be no strife between us, contentions, lack of cooperation. There should be no form of bitter conflict amongst us, because we are children of the same Father. We are brothers and sisters. We are brethren. And much of the times when people are in strife, they forget this. And it's a big problem. What comes to mind, Jabu?
Thank you very much, my friend. It's indeed a wonderful and a great topic that we are dealing with tonight. So, and also, I think it also confirms like the testimonies that we've already shared, you know, about God showing Himself in our lives to a point that we will not dwell in strife, because it's one of the spirits that really one needs to guard against. So if not God against, really, you can end up questioning God only to find out that it's because of you having dealt with the spirit of strife in your life, you know. So just to also, you know, introduce, you know, like, angazi ngachaza kanjani ngeZulu noma umdontiswano, So lapho khona uthola ukuthi kunokuphikisana, kunokungazwani, kunokungaboni ngasolinye. Uyabona nje kunokuba nomona phakathi, miningi imithelela that really contributes towards its strife, you know. And then if you check the in the book of Proverbs 29:22, the word of God says, a man of wrath stirs up strife. And one given to anger causes much transgression. A man of wrath stirs up strife. So now we see wrath, which is anger, as the source for strife. That is why the God instructs us ukuthi sithukuthele kodwa singone. And also at some point ukuthi lingashoni ilanga.
Yeah.
Lingashoni ilanga sathukuthele. You know, because I know ukuthi many of us, we like to use it as a license ukuba angry. Ukuthi God said lingashoni ilanga, but I think we should understand that also anger is the source for strife. So
absolutely,
if you harbor anger in your heart, then you really are going to find yourself occupied by the spirit of strife. Kunomdonsiswano that you don't understand in your life because of you are angry. You know. So now one will question me to say that, what must I do then if I want to bangicasulile? You know, it's the choice. Anger is the choice. You choose whether to be angry or not to be angry. You know, like you will be sometimes driving on the road, like in South Africa. I'm not talking about another country. I've been to South Africa only. And then in the morning, and then you are going to work, and then basically nokuphazamisana emgaqweni, as always in South Africa. And then people will start ringing amabhele or bakhipha iminwe ngezandla ingqindi, yabona. So the choice is with me. The choice is with me, ukuthi how do I react towards that? I can nami ngikhiphe inqindi or ngikhiphe iminwe or ngishaye ibhele. But the control is with me. How do I react towards that? So that's how I'm saying that is the choice. You choose how to react towards anger. So when people are really treating you in a way that you're supposed to be angry, the choice is with you to be angry, to give in to anger. So the wise decision is not to give in, because that will give in to strife.
You
will find out that your day goes the wrong direction because man, you open the door through anger for strife.
Sure.
So umoya lo that we can be able to avoid by just always being in the spirit and always making sure that we don't find ourselves being in the flesh, because that's another effect, you know. If you are angry, you are in the flesh. And therefore, if you are in the flesh, the fruit of that actually being in the flesh will be strife. But when you are in the spirit, there is no way that you can accommodate strife. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Strife and its effects is what we are talking about. Thank you so much to Musa Rita. Musa Rita says, I'm coming back to him. Yeah. Thank you very much. Musa says, I am a born-again Christian, but I've got challenges on this journey. Sometimes I feel weak, don't know how to pray. Please help. Musa, we are with you. The very fact Yoguti, you have tuned in is the first step. That you have tuned in so you can fellowship with a lot of us. And we will be giving you notes as we go on. One of them, number one, is that you should always acknowledge, know this. No one knows how to pray. It is the Holy Spirit who prays through us. So the issue should be, Father, let your Holy Spirit pray through me. There are some people who will be telling you, ngithandaza 2 hours and what? Ish, uyabona uze na ukuthi yalo, hey, umzalwane wensimbi ngempela. I can't know. It is the Spirit of the Father who will pray through you. So allow yourself to be used by the Spirit of the Father to pray through you. So you would just say, Spirit of the Living Father, pray through me. Pray through me. Put me in prayer. And you'll see, as time goes on, your spirit will be praying in the Holy Spirit. And you will be getting all things quite right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Much applause for Rita, who is saying, I'm coming back to the Father. Ngiyabuyela kuye.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for doing that. Right. And of course, also, Sipho, let me bring this to you. We're talking about strife. Eish. Yeah. Exodus 2, verse 13. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, why are you striking your companion? Two Hebrew men. You see, strife is between us as the children of the Father. And this is also visible by us doing wrong to one another. And the word prohibits that and continues to ask, why are you doing that to your own brother? Strife is found amongst these people who say we are believers, we are a brethren. And you find strife amongst them. And it's a weapon of the devil. Sipho. Aungkosiam. Wanyamala.
Okay. Yes, it is true, but it's not something good when we see strife among believers. When Moses, this strife, number one, she let it confusion among us. No wonder if I paid myself fund about James chapter 3, verse 16, later for every envy and strife is there is confusion and every error. So we see a confusion when we see a strife to dominate among ourselves. There are many people from this place in Sogaba Kondi Moba Bebonabazalwane Belwa among themselves. There are ministries that have started based on the fight among them. Amanye ama fighting from this, I can call them, they are irrelevant. They fight to Gucci. Who is the best among them? Who is anointing among the other? In other words, aba fun go mfundi sender when they want omunye kuvela omunye omunye angafela strive. And that strive uSatan usenze mabomu so that he can confuse the church, so that the evil works can dominate among us. Ingaku James chapter 3 verse 6, for every or for where there is envy and strife is, there is confusion and evil, I mean every evil work. We've seen among ourselves from the Sibuti, Esondwini, Abanzeba Loyal. Bapakirani Bab. Babani Kunja. There's a clip in iPhone and this is my church. Asondola. We are born good. Now let's cut up whether this strife among us. Its effect is guilt divide back. It spoils umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. It makes tangible reason for people not to be saved. That is why where there is strife and envy, there is confusion and every kind of evil work. Amen, Mrut.
Amen.
Hi. No, ngenzeke ikhathini eningi. Uyayizwa le nto, into eyenzakala. Yabona, I want to talk about strife. It's something that happens between people who are supposed to actually be together. Yabona, we're supposed to be together as brethren. We're supposed to love one another, protect one another, pray for one another. Kodwa ngendlela kuliwa ngakhona. Go into most churches. Go into most churches, you will see the strife that I'm talking about. People even compete ngabafazi. And I'm talking about men now. Ulowa angeka phalo wami kungona hambe lo bayozivoca baze bawonde. Bese bazibazo phala lo waka Jabulani. Bese bazibazo phala lo waka Sipho. Mo Jabulani uthenge le moto, ayi nathi siyoyithenga mara. Siyothenga le entsha. Yayibona. Asimgade ukuthi iqedunyaka, mayiqedunyaka kuzongena enye thina siyothenga le enye. Kuya ngathi umncintiswano. Kuya compete nje. There's so much strive. Uma kumiwa phambili laphayana umfundisi makakhuluma uyeza ukuthi hayi kukhona abantu umfundisi acabana nabo. Strife. Ukhona man. Hayi azakhulume kanje. Hayi kukhona. Leviticus 24 verse 10. Now the son of an Israelite woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the children of Yasharal, and this Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought each other in the camp. If you are a son of an Israelite, ne? Your father is an Egyptian, and there is an Israelite also. He says they fought each other. These are actually members of the same family. Strife, and that is my point. You find it amongst people who belong together. And the devil is orchestrating strife so that we should not be able to feel like a family. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. Actually, that is his plan. Mm. It's actually to divide us, to cause us to hate one another, to fight against one another instead of being united and being one as the plan of God. Because when Christ prayed for the church or for the believers, he said that they may be one and me and the Father are one. So he fights that plan and that purpose by causing strife amongst us, to jail us. When my brother is doing well in his life, instead of celebrating with him, as the word says, to celebrate with those who are joyful. Mm. Be joyful with those who are joyful, mourn with those who are mourning.
Mm.
But instead of celebrating with my brother, I will start to just develop jealousy.
Mm.
I will wish like I'm the one who was actually, in his position. I will feel like I am a better candidate than him. And start to point things. I fast, and I'm devoted to God, and God is using me, but look at my brother, he's getting the best, but that is all strife, and it's perpetrated by the enemy, the devil, just to create division amongst ourselves. Quoted the scripture there from Leviticus 24.
Yes.
About those sons. One day a man who had an Israelite mother and an Egyptian father came out of his tent and got into a fight with one of the Israelite men. These people were supposed to be one and united and see each other as brethren, but they were fighting against each other because of strife, because of jealousy, because of anxiety, of anger. So this is how also, this is a practical example of the brethren today. We don't see eye to eye, my friend. There are people that I've grown up with in the Lord. We don't see eye to eye. Not in the flesh, but in the spirit. So to be one as Christ has set us to be. And the reason is jealousy. The reason is divisions. The reason is contentions. I'm better than them. They don't preach like me. My doctrine is not, it's not like theirs. Others, are so too high for me actually, because they are major something. So you can just see that these people, even if I can get closer to them, I'm number who. It's pride, it's jealousy, it's envy, and then it's contentions, which are all the effects of strife that really are meant to divide us as per the devil's plan. So I so much pray that we can deal away with the spirit of strife so that we can see the oneness that the Messiah prophesied, and that also Yahushua HaMashiach spoke upon us as the brethren, instead of not seeing eye to eye as those men of the Israelite men that were fighting, and start to really know that we belong together and we are the children of the one Father. And, Christ died for us all equally with the same blood. There is no need to be jealous for you, my friend, as much as there is no need to be jealous for me, because What is mine is yours. What is yours is mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yo, we are talking about strife. And then if you say on the sidelines, man, mina ngifuna ukubuyela ku Christ unikhuleke nami. I want to return to the Savior. I have gone off, you know, off road, and I've walked off the path, and I need to return. It's fine. And those who say, yes, I've seen His hand. When I look back into my life, I can tell if it was not for Him, I would have been long swallowed by the things I've gone through. And we are talking about strife as to what it is even all about. And our point also is that this is happening amongst brethren.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Please wait.
All right, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Someone has placed me on hold.
Your call has been
placed. Ongifake ku hold uSipho. Jabu sese khona? Ai.
I'm still here, my friend.
uSipho ngibeke ku hold. All right. Now, when we are talking about the very aspect and the issue of strife, and now I want to look into
your call has been placed on hold.
Okay. I want to look into the word in Proverbs 3 verses 30, Ujablan has said it. It says, do not strive with a man without a cause if he has done you no harm. Now, we should choose not to strive or to be bitter with anyone. We should choose that. And I know sometimes it is difficult because you feel provoked, and sometimes you feel uguti, I have been offended. This is too much. And sometimes you feel, uguti Norman, things have gone quite bad. Yet the word is telling us, do not strive with anyone without a cause. And if we have to forgive, then there would be no cause for strife. If we have to forgive, there will be no cause for strife. If we have forbearance, there would be no cause for strife. So much of the times when we enter into strife with our own brethren, we basically are in the wrong. Sipho, utinwen.
That's very true indeed, Fundis. We are called for forgiveness. And the Bible says this is a ministry that can open up heaven or else can shut out all the doors of heaven. The Bible says you must not call it a bandit or no zabo. No, he says you will make us tell it. So we need to strive for peace at all times, at all costs. So in other words, opting for strife among us, it divides the church. At the same time, it does not reflect the attribute and the character of God. Remember, God has called us into unity, loving each other, even loving our enemies, praying for those who ill-treat us. In other words, there is no room for strife among us. But yeah, it's unfortunate that when the devil comes in, he wants to introduce lenders. If you become a victim, then you have this mindset to be a victim. So yeah, distance yourself. Close now. Whereas we are called.
Ya, kuningi kakhulu kakhulu abefundisi.
Hey, madoda.
Bangabona ngalusolinye. Omunye sewacembuka, omunye aphume.
Yeah.
Ahamba oyiqala ibandla lakhe.
Hey, madoda.
Acembuke nabanye khona la. Umbhishobo lo athi uma sabheka bona ukuthi uma safuna kusala kekho la.
Yeah.
Ahamba elandele khona ahamba afuna ukuthi bakhonza kuphi laba abacembukile.
Eish.
Hey. I forgot to have some car when I found a car and carriage. I'm going to have a good
kukhona lapho mfundisi.
Hey madodha.
Ah. Yho, manje kuningi kakhulu nathi safuna ukushaya le kubathi kukuphi le efanele bepha kunje efanele bebuphilo.
Ya ebuphilo.
Umbishop aphikisana nomprofessor. Abasitheli thina ukuthi silande ithende le.
Aw. Akantshele.
Hey
madodha.
Ngiyena ukuphikisana khona bobofoto.
Khalimambo mbulisa mina, hey madoda. Hey siyabuya. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. And we are talking about strife amongst believers, amongst the brethren.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi App Store okanye kwi Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhakamshelana nathi ku Radio Pulpit. .co.za.
All right then, and Sipho, sorry we interrupted you there. Ubusa khuluma mfowethu.
Yes sir. In certain fundisi, we are called in this unity as the body of Christ. And yeah. Remember, the Bible lithena silwele ukugcina ubunye bukamoya ngesibopho sokuthula.
Yeah.
We are called to work mfundisi as collectives among us. And remember, siyisitho komunye komunye. So when strikes come in, the intention yakho is effect ukuthi we no longer become effective ngokwevangeli sinalo.
Sipho ibambe lapho ibambe lapho futhi evangelini esinalo mfowethu ke ngifake omunye umfowethu ngapha. Sawona budwami.
Sawona my brother Ray.
Kunjani na?
Aw, sagcini yesini inkosi my brother.
Ah siyabonga.
Ubulise futhi. Ngibulise futhi ku pastor ufundisi uKhadebe noJD Dominic
awuzeke
amen.
The topic about the strife and effects nasibona ama strife and effects lento seyingene njengoba benisho kumabandla ngoba abantu bayakhethana bethi laba they are not worshipping in line with the truth of the gospel. They say beba nika cold shoulder.
Eish matata.
Kepa benga bethi beclaim bangabantwana bankulunkulu bese.
Hey matata.
Jesu Kristu emhlabeni brother Ray wayaphila ngaphansi kwenqindezelo yestrife. Njalo abaholi nabafarisi babehlala ngokulwa naye bethi wena Rabbi, mfundisi, why uhlangana nama Gentiles, ama prostitutes, ama tax collectors, all these unclean people?
Hey, my
just because our Jesus treated everyone equally. Iningi labantu baphumile namhlanje kumasonto ngoba babe phakathi kwama divisions, and betrayals. Umuntu wagcina ikhetha izwe brethren. Kukhulu ngoba ezweni lapho omunye wafela ezonweni zakhe. Abanye baphelele emajele brethren.
Wesh man.
Sibone amanye amasonto okubulalana ngenxa yamaposition brethren. Bese ama church members baphelela ema courts. Uthi court iyefanele icazulule inkinga zabo. Bona abakwazi ukucazulula inkinga zabo ngomthandazo nokukhuleka kuNkulunkulu. Badinge ukuthi ujaji elingamazi uNkulunkulu manje. Zinkanga nezimpizini kakhulu brother Ray. Ziningi indlela emangalisaya.
Ah.
Kodwa bandla ngicela ukuthi siguqe sikhulekise lesi simo brother Ray. Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother uNkulunkulu anibulisise to God be the glory.
All the time may the Father bless you so much. Thank you very much my friend.
Now busise my brother.
How's again? Thank you. All right, we take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Strife. Dintwa. Dikhogisano ka dikerekeni. Strife le dintwa ka mara dikereke ba gaitsu. Awwa man. Ke se re buang ka sona, re bua ka sona o bane. Ke se re se bonang se dirahala ka dinako tsotlhe. So ka letsetsa mohala 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729 and drop us a voice note there. Let's hear from you. That's 082-657-2729 about the strifes. And then if you say also, hey, mina ngifuna ukubuyela kuNkulunkulu khulekani nami, this is still your show. You can also send your WhatsApp and we do so. All right. Hey, Sipho, ngiyaxolisa mfo. Amari yazi show live fanele kube kanje.
Hayi, uthethele lo mfundisi izono zakho. We don't strive. Understand the show of CEO to abalaleli.
Yeah.
And we thank God mfundisi ukuthi introduce this topic today so that sibone the effect ye strive among us, because uma silwa thina singabazalwane, we are the hope of the people. We are the light of the world. So we have to demonstrate the love of God and also to forgive each other. Ingaki iBhayibheli lithi uma umfowethu engona angiye kuye, uma ngangizwisisi angilande omunye umfowethu. Ngamanye amazwi, we always strive for peace, not for war. That is why ama effect enze ukuthi mfundise abantu bangaliboni uthando kaNkulunkulu. And that is why even uAbel noKayini wabulala umfo wabo kuGenesis chapter 4 mobuka kahle. The only reason ukuthi abulala umuntu, it was the reason ukuthi kune strive among themselves. They compete ukuthi omunye umnikelo wakhe wamkelekile, omunye zange wamkeleke. So ingakho asiseveni uNkulunkulu wethu through love that is being poured into our heart and not give the devil the room in our heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are talking about strife. Umzule umfundisi umuhamba uthi yininga nkulu into eyenzakalayo eyestrife emabandleni. Hey, nami sengiyathuka madoda. Yininga ngaka kanti? Ha, Nkosi yami. Nami sengiyathuka ukuthi yiningi nje kakhulu le ndaba. Right, let me bring this to you, Jabu. I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 17, verse 14. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contentions before a quarrel starts. Hey, the beginning of strife, saying to vula manzi was a tamin. Go on, vula manzi was a tamin, a fal tamla.
Yeah, yeah.
Bijiza yonki into sentele neayo. Strife figureless. Jabu.
Amen.
Hey, kosya.
Yes, yes, my friend, and you're really making a very practical example. I think sometimes it starts with the umlilo ingozi ukudlula amanzi. Kodwa ngokweqiniso amanzi ayingozi
ukudlula umlilo. Ehhe.
Yeah, njengo ngendlela vele ochaza ngakhona ukuthi mangabe like empintshekile mayevuneka.
Hey, madod.
Like ayakhukhula kwasana. So kanjalo ne strife, you know, it's exactly like water when like it's like exactly as you made the illustration, you know, that's how a quarrel can break, you know, just because of strife. So that's why you should really fight against umntwentiswano. Ukungazwisisani, ukungaboni ngasolinye. Yeah, sometimes kubalulekile, my friend, ukuthi like uzithobe, nanoma wazi ukuthi you've got a better opinion in a meeting.
Yeah.
For the sake of peace. Not that, you know, like you want to appear as somehow, but because you know if you can raise your point, it's going to create
a lot,
you know,
of
maybe arguments,
yeah,
and you know,
yeah.
So you just humble yourself and keep your better opinion for the sake of peace, because you know it's easy for a quarrel just to break, you know. That's what I've observed many a times, especially in group discussions, like M7Zin, Tolugutti. Uhlanganiswe nabantu eningacabani ngokufana, abanye bayakholwa, abanye abakholwa. And you can see ukuthi really kunomdonsiswano. So the only way to maintain peace is to humble yourself. Just like the word teaches us about Yahusha HaMashiach, that he humbled himself and took the nature of being a servant, even though he was God. So now, in order to maintain peace and avoid, you know, like quarrel breaks out, we are to humble ourselves, to take the position of being servants, serve others, and also instead of, I remember what you've taught us in the past, my friend, that do not be the person who waits for people to come and greet. Be the one who reaches out to greet others.
Absolutely.
You know, like in other words, look at others as better than yourself.
Absolutely.
Wipe another person's chair. Not yes. wait for someone to wipe your chair. When be the one who reaches out and wipes someone's chair.
Yes.
And that is humility, and it promotes peace, it promotes unity at the expense of the quarrel that might break out if go with me. We move with our egos and we move with our pride.
Mm.
We move, you know, with all sorts of things that really causes division. Just to close this actually comment, my friend, also to add, in the very book of Proverbs 23, it still says that it is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife.
Mm.
But every fool will be quarreling.
Mm.
Every fool will be quarreling. But a wise man will avoid strife. Strife will keep away from strife. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. And strife is the thing that we are touching on even tonight.
Mamela inkubo iHeart to Heart no Ayanda Nelemba. Rhoqo ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. Sishukuxa ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu. Sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku Heart to Heart qho ngolwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM okanye ufumane ipodcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
And let's hear what you say. Send us your voice notes or your WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Omunye nomunye phela ethi nami kufanele ngizwakale la, nami ngivezele amihlombe babone ukuthi nami nginawo amandla. Ngeke ngihlule uSipho. Hey madoda, ngeke ngihlule uJabu. Ngeke ngihlule uNkosinathi. Hawu madoda. Sekulwelwani ke manje. Hayi. Kanti strife sesicalile vele. Asize ke uNkosana.
Good day Pastor Ray.
Good day.
Good day nabefundisi ohleli nabo.
Thank you.
Ndiyanibulisa nje nonke madoda kaJehova. Ngelika Christu igama ndithi mulweni.
Hallelujah.
Hey Pastor Ray ndinguNkosana ndilapha eCape Town.
Mm.
Ndimamele, eyi ndiyava nyhani Pastor Ray kunzima. Namhlanje singamaKristu, singabantwana bakaThixo. Eyi, iyantlukwano ininzi mfundisi wami. Hayi, ininzi iyantlukwano. Abanye bathetha le, abanye bathetha le. Talking about ne-doctrine, abanye, eyi, bazenza ezi, abanye abazenzi ezi emabandleni abo.
Yeah.
Abanye, they are complaining about oomama abashumayelayo bathi that is not right. Abanye bathi no, iBhayibhile yayingathi this and that. Yoomama abathile ayithetha noomama abaseGalati. Ininzi le nto. Abanye bathetha malunga nobungcwele obusentliziyweni ukuthi funeka kube ngcwele. In your heart, your heart must be holy. More than anything else, uJehova ujonga inhliziyo. Abanye bathi no, it's not only heart, even outside. That means ke xa i-outside akunekanga kunxitywe ibhlukhwe ngooma bafake ne-makeup and the stuff. Yey. Hey, Pastor, ininzi le nto lena tata. Hayi, ininzi sensitho uvele ungayazi ukuthi yeyiphe yona kahle
yeah,
because
yeah.
uJesu mnye. And ilondo xa esizwa ithi iBhayibhile uzazokuthatha ibandla lakhe.
Yeah.
Now xa aba bantu balapha, you know, bathetha izinto ezininzi kangaka, sithetha izinto including myself, nam ndithethe zam, nomnye uthethe zakhe, nomnye uthethe zakhe.
Mm.
Leli phelwa nabandla lizawuthathwa kahle, lihambe naye inkosi yamakhosi. Kuyo yonke le nto yenzekayo, kuzawuthathwa liphi ke ibandla? Because hey, hayi, siyathetha bazalwane. Yile ndidla ngoyitsho ke xa ndithetha ndisithi even unathi uKristu walithandazela ibandla lakhe egameni lakhe. Wawathandaza kuJehova wathi ucela ibandla lakhe libe sibe ngabantu abayi-one. We must be one. United. Unity is power. Ithandazela loo nto leyo phambi kokubethelelwa esiphambanweni. Wathandaza lila kuJehova esithi ucela ibandla lakhe libe linye njengoko naye noJehova ingabantu abanye. Eyibona laa nto leyo. Now, one thing endiyinotisayo siyodlulwa masethinyani, Mr. Ray, I'm sorry to say this. I Muslims, okay, ngabantu abane faith yabo ke and the stuff and bagxeki. But isingathi xa njonge Muslims to compare thina singamaKristu, ay i Muslims singathi ba united even more than us. Isingathi ngabona abantu ba united because when it comes to Muslims, you know it can kuthwa go March Ramadan, everywhere you go is Ramadan. You can ku Muslims kuthwa ipoko ayidliwa kumuntu oyi Muslim. Everyone oyi Muslim akayidli ipoko. Nobody can kuthwa kuthethwa lento lena. Everyone akho umuntu uzenzelayo athi hayi mina ke kule yami inkonzo senza ngalendlela. Athi omnye hayi thina kule yethu imosi senza ngalendlela. Hayi ah no no nakho lonto baba. Ixhaphakapha kuthi thina sigama Kristu. Why man? Kwenze njani?
Yeah.
Asivani nobody can invite kubandla lakho. Ah ndijonge nje ba hey okay yeah hayi libandla linjani alibali bandla namoya you see elibandla doing this elibandla doing that ah hayi libandleli ah kwathini why Mr. Raymond
yeah
hayi since it's always
yeah
yo ayanbulala
yeah no hayi ngiyakuthi
hayi diyabulaleka Pastor Ray really you are diyabulaleka nyani asikho banye man
yeah no
asikho banye isingathi sinenkosi ezininzi. Eli layela mibandla lelika Paul. Eli layibandla lelika Apollo. Eli layibandla lelika bani. Eli and even no apostle Paul inqandile lento le wathi no. Ewe singakhokelwa nguPaul, sikhokelwa nguApollo, sikhokelwa nguLua but okhulisa ibandla uThixo. So kutheni ngathi andiyazi man. Andiyazi I don't know really.
Yeah. No ngiyakuzwa. Ngikuzwa kahle. And of course that is indicative of the kind of bitterness that is amongst the brethren, bitter strife that is amongst the brethren, and it is something that we see over and over and over and over again, and it is so sad that in most cases we basically give it a blind eye, but honestly speaking, it is something that we really need to pay attention on, because if we don't, we actually are going to find ourselves in serious trouble. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And of course, I want to play a song also for those who say, "Hey, mna, you know, it's because uNkulunkulu wangithanda kakhulu. He took me, and it's because of him that I am able to be where I am, you know, and I am happy to be where I am because it is him who has taken me there." There's a song, an old song, you know, I play old songs. There's an old song that used to really, really rock us those days. And it was a beautiful song, well arranged and fitting the times. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you're saying. We're also taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela, hi. Sawubona Dumela. All right. It indeed, best indeed. Sabona, are you there? Okay, we seem to have lost that one. 012-334-1322.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.